The announcer's voice boomed over the loudspeakers. A big aloha to everyone this fine day, and welcome to the annual Hawaii Women's Association Rodeo. Our next event in the main arena is Steer Undecorating, Keiki Division. Riders, take your places. I followed Mom past the horse trailers to the outer gate. We were last on the list, and I could hear the other riders taking their turns. Sunshine nuzzled my shoulder as we waited, almost like she knew what was about to happen. My stomach felt like it did when I ate too much spam musubi. I breathed in the smells of the food trucks mixed with the sharp tang of cows. Sunshine nickered as we got closer to the arena. "I know, girl," I said. "It's exciting, but kind of scary at the same time, huh?" Sunshine's ear flicked forward. Sometimes, I really believed that she understood me. A bell clanged to announce the next rider, and I finally became aware of Mom calling my name. "It's time, Starly," Mom said excitedly, holding Sunshine so I could mount up. "No matter what happens, I'm proud of you." "Thanks, Mom," I said, and tipped my hat to her. I sat in the saddle and squeezed my legs together to urge Sunshine forward. Mom blew me a kiss and stepped back so Sunshine and I could walk past. The announcer talked over the music still playing. "Our last contender in the Keiki division comes from the North Shore and is from a long line of cowboys, or, as we call them in Hawaii, paniolos. Let's make some noise for Starly Robinson." The crowd clapped and cheered. I felt Sunshine's muscles bunch beneath my legs. She was getting ready, and so was I. My thumb brushed over the raised silver belt buckle Tutu had given me this morning. My grandmother had won first place in the Keiki division when she was 10. "Now it's my turn," I thought. "I can't let her down." I nodded to the man who was wearing a western shirt and waiting for my signal. The steer bellowed in the pen, the metal gate clanking as it opened. The steer took off running. In seconds, it passed the first pole. The man holding the rope in front of Sunshine dropped it with a shout. I squeezed my legs and leaned forward, my eyes glued to the steer running across the arena. My stomach didn't have a chance to catch up to my body as Sunshine lunged forward. The hazer, the other rider that kept the steer running straight, guided the steer toward the middle of the arena. I nudged Sunshine, asking her to go even faster. The bright pink ribbon on the steer's shoulder was all I focused on. I gripped the reins in my right hand and urged Sunshine closer to the ribbon, closer to winning. Everything we'd trained for came down to this moment. My braid bounced against my back, and I could hear the hazer calling to the steer. Her shouts kept the steer running in the right direction. I pointed the reins forward, and Sunshine raced toward the steer. One hand gripped the horn as I leaned to the side. "The bright pink ribbon is so close!" I reached for it, my fingers brushing the silky material before I wrapped my hand around it and pulled. The ribbon didn't come off right away, so I tugged harder. This time it pulled loose, and I quickly raised my hand straight over my head. A buzzer sounded loudly. The crowd cheered even louder. Sunshine trotted to the side of the arena. Mom beamed at me as they announced my time. 6 seconds! The fastest time for my division and my personal best! The blood in my veins rushed, and it felt like I was still in the ring, galloping with Sunshine. "You did it, honey!" Mom danced through the gate and waited for me to dismount before she scooped me into a giant hug. "I'm so proud of you." I laughed and danced with Mom in my own mixture of running in place and straight up jumping. Mom laughed and snapped her fingers together. Mom couldn't dance without snapping, something my older sister, Megan, and I loved to tease her about.